Continuing at halftime at tonight's Colson and Colson Gridiron Clash between the North Ridgeville Rangers and the Avon Eagles. It's time now for our Student Athlete Award, brought to you by Stewart's TV and Appliance in Elyria, and the Lorain County Veteran Award, brought to you by the Lorain County Veterans Association. And here to tell us about tonight's Stewart Appliance Student Athlete Award from North Ridgeville High School is their head coach, Luke Durbin.
Our student athlete is Nate Asp. He's a senior, two-way starter, free safety, and wide receiver. He was elected captain. He's a great kid. He's got a great work ethic, just done everything that we've asked him to do, and the work ethic carries over in the classroom. He's got about a 4-point GPA. I think he's a leader in the school system as well as in the classroom, and he really works hard for his grades.
And for Nate, when you have a kid that's doing that well in the classroom, can you see that translate maybe onto the football field as far as what you can teach him, different things, and how smart he is on the field as well?
Without question. He's a two-year starter at safety, and our safeties are kind of like the corners of the quarterbacks of the defense. They make our coverage calls. They got to see the formation, make the adjustments, and he really takes the lead in that. And, you know, you need a smart player to be able to make those calls, and it helps that we've got him back there.
And again, that's Nate Asp, the Stewart Appliance Student Athlete Award winner tonight from North Ridgeville High School. Now it's time to talk about the Lorain County Veteran of the Game, brought to you by the Lorain County Veterans Association. And again, here's Coach Durbin to tell us about tonight's winner from North Ridgeville High School.
Our veteran of the game is a two-year, two-way starter, Austin Sitch. He's also been a two-year captain, was elected last year as a junior, and then elected this year again as a senior. He works harder than anybody else that we have in practice. He never says a word. Anytime a coach says something to him, it's always, yes, sir, or yes, coach. He loves the game of football. He plays it the right way, and he leads the right way. And I'm proud to have him on my team.
Coach, it says a lot about Austin that he would be elected as a captain as a junior. I don't know if I hear that very often.
No, it's not something that happens very often, and it was one of those things that's pretty unanimous. Everybody loves the way that he works. He's a true leader, and, you know, like I said, he just does everything we ask him to do, and he's got the respect of his peers.
And when you act like that and you said the yes sir, no sir, doesn't question anything, you would think that that would have to rub off on the younger kids, probably not even anything that he needs to tell them about if they see one of their leaders acting in that way.
Yeah, that's so critical for the entire program. You know, you got to have people on board and all moving in the same direction. You know, you can't pull on both ends of the rope. We got to be pulling the same way. So when your seniors buy in, especially someone as good as Austin on the field and just commits to working as hard as he can and following directions and, you know, doing whatever he can possibly for the team, it sets up for all the young kids to look after. He's a great role model for them.
Congratulations to tonight's winner for the Lorain County Veteran Award from North Ridgeville High School, Austin Sitch. We'll take this time out. We'll hear from Stewart's TV and Appliance and the Lorain County Veterans Association, and then we'll get the winners from Mike Elder and Avon High School following this time out on the WEOL Colson & Colson Gridiron Clash. Tonight we're on AM 930 WEOL, and we're online at WEOL.com.